Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the dreams of your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, and how you can unleash that great potential and gift. So you can this year make your best year. And for all of you, I just want to go in there before we get our amazing guest on the line. I'm launching a program that starts in 2 weeks, October 18th, and it's called the Your Soul Signature. And I just want to ask you if any of this sounds familiar to you, like you are yearning to share your gifts and unique talents to the world, or you know you're destined for greatness, but you're tired of this laborious process of weight and struggle and confusion to play small in a mediocre life. Or you want to make your mark because you know you have a big purpose to express, but you don't know how to make it happen. I'll guide you on a 5-week journey, and I invite you to go there. It's on www.yoursoulguidance.com/purpose. That's on yoursoulguidance.com/purpose. I would love to have you there. Let's keep going with our show now. We have an amazing guest, Erica Glessing, and she's going to talk about the three powerful forgiveness steps to free up your life force. And I'm so honored because Erica is an absolutely amazing woman, and I met her on this big happiness summit that she created. And she's the CEO of Happy Publishing and the author of the book Happiness Quotations, Gentle Reminders of Your Preciousness, which was endorsed by Jack Canfield, Marcy Shimoff, and other happiness experts. Erica is an inspirational author, and she also has the gift to connecting to her spirit guides for solutions about just any problem. And today, she's going to share with us the three steps you can take right now to experience more forgiveness in your life. Welcome, Erica.
Oh, welcome, Saskia. I'm so happy to be here with you, and your class sounds really amazing also.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's great you're here. Erica, listen, to dive right in, I ask all my guests, like, you know, we each have like a soul's path calling us. And at some point, we open that door and we step through and things start to shift and change. Your life becomes differently. Can you recall a moment like that, or have you experienced that when you open that door to your soul?
You know, for me, it's so interesting because I've always had this gift of writing. And so I think I have a memory when I was about 12 years old, and I was riding my bicycle. I grew up near Stanford University, and at that time, it was really filled with orchards and green grass. It looks different now. And I remember riding my bicycle, and I had like a little notebook with me. And someone had told me, you know, when you get the inspiration, write it, because you need to write it right then. And I remember pulling over and just writing a poem. And I think, you know, this tradition I have of just writing guidance when it shows up is something that has always kind of been there in my life. And I started writing professionally, you know, straight out of college in the 80s. And I just feel so blessed because I've always had that, you know, from very young, that inspiration that just shows up. And it really does always feel like it's coming from a higher power. And then it's my job to let it in.
Yeah. And, you know, what I notice in my own life, I can, you know, often I'm a writer too. And, you know, I have these inspirations and then I can think, oh, you know, now I'm in the car, now maybe later. And then that later never comes because then the inspiration is gone because it comes
right.
not from yourself, but
right.
from a different place. And it's so right. important for us to then immediately like obey.
And we have children, you know, you have children, I have children, and, you know, all these responsibilities that show up and our lives aren't like they were when we were little.
Yeah.
And we have so much on our shoulders. And I think to stop and honor that, those messages that show up and those gifts and every single one of like every listener, you have a gift that you're bringing. There's a gift that you are intended to bring on the planet. And just start listening to that because it's always being shown to you. It's never too late. It's not like it's ever too late. You could wake up at age 70 and have a phenomenal idea that could change the world. You know?
Absolutely. That's so true. And Erica, you right now you work with forgiveness, or that's something you did you write about, or you're going to give a course about?
Yeah, what I did, you know, it was so interesting. Summers are always interesting because I have the three kids at home. And so it's kind of a time when I sort of, it's like my hibernation and then I come out in the fall.
Yeah.
I'm a butterfly every September. And so the course that I'm teaching is called How Do I Forgive? And I've developed it's something I've taught for about 6 years in person. And so I'm creating it now online. It's so much fun. I had videos recorded. So the videos are online already, and I'm teaching it. And I just really feel like it's something you can do when you're standing in line at the grocery store. Forgiveness is something you can do when you're driving your car in traffic. It's one of those fun self-help practices that frees up like past fears and allows us to live more fully in our present.
And can you give an example? Maybe people are listening and, you know, wondering like, well, I don't have anyone to forgive, but I guess there's always, you know, forgiveness that you can work with.
You know, I think, when I did a class in, at a bookstore, I think it was about a year and a half ago. And one woman raised her hand and she was talking about her mother. And she was having these issues with her mother. And, you know, as she began to describe the person, the whole classroom was sort of like, you know, it was a very safe environment. And the whole classroom kind of was riveted to this story. And as everyone was leaving, I think eight of the students thanked her for going through that process because they had all, in that process of watching her forgive, had found someone in their past that had, you know, maybe made them small or said a lie. You know, did anyone ever lie to you? Did anyone ever tell you you were not great? Did anyone ever criticize your work or say that it wasn't good enough? And these disappointments, you can look through your life, you know, I think it hides sometimes. Forgiveness can hide. So I remember an eighth grade teacher, and I remember the paper coming back, and it was just red, you know, the big red X's.
Yeah.
And so I had to forgive that situation because that put me back for years. I felt like I was a bad writer in his classroom.
So you forgive yourself?
I had to forgive that teacher for not seeing my beauty. Do you see?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I recommend that people look at it like, and actually no one's ever said, what if I have no one to forgive? That's the first time I've ever been asked that question, Saskia. Because almost everybody's had an experience where somebody has hurt their feelings, disappointed them, left them feeling betrayed. And then at the 6-week class that I teach, the first couple weeks are pretty easy. Then we go back to the beginning and we forgive the first 20 years of life. But we end with forgiving ourselves. And forgiving ourselves can be the hardest because we keep ourselves to high standards. And we want our behavior to be a certain way. And sometimes we have to forgive ourselves for not reaching that level of perfection.
No, I can totally see that. That's probably, you know, to forgive somebody else is one thing, but then to forgive ourselves is a whole different story.
That's advanced forgiveness.
Yeah, that's advanced forgiveness. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We're almost heading for a break. We're talking with Erica Glessing about the three powerful forgiveness steps to free up your life force. And after the break, I want to tap into that more, how that can free us up or how we can tap more into our life force if we forgive. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com. Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com. And when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we're talking with Erica Glessing, and I want to give you the opportunity to connect with Erica. Erica, how can people find you?
So if you'd like to see my video on how to forgive, I put it at howdoiforgive.com. Me. So it's howdoiforgive.me. And so that's the four video series that takes you through forgiveness. How exciting is that?
That's wonderful. Well, let's talk more about forgiveness. So, you know, you're talking about forgiveness, that it would, you know, give you more life force. Is that, can you elaborate about that?
So as I was talking with one mom about forgiveness, she had a situation where her children, who are now grown, had accused her parents of a really horrible act. And so the whole family was really in this sense of just, it really hurt if you look at like the love and the life force that was flowing through all of them, because there was a lack of forgiveness. And lack of forgiveness is a lot like, it causes the same chemical reactions in your body as stress. It causes kind of an acidic reaction when you don't forgive. And so there's some pretty serious health issues that can come up when you don't forgive. And what I teach is that it's kind of like if somebody, you got shot and you had a bullet inside you. You wouldn't think twice about telling them to remove the bullet. You would never just walk around and keep a bullet in your stomach. It would fester. It would cause all kinds of disease because it's not meant to be in there. And so when someone has done a harmful act or said something that made you feel small, that is sitting inside of you festering, and it's not helping anyone. And so I recommend that people start, the first step is just opening up to a forgiveness lifestyle. It's just saying, what if every time someone does something that hurts my feelings or that makes me feel betrayed, disappointed, or shoots me with a negativity, I commit to forgiveness. And so the first step is just simply kind of committing to it and opening to it. Doesn't that sound like a nice step?
Yeah. No, it sounds like
it. Now, the second step is, if you didn't ask me yet, I'll just go for it, since our time is always, time always goes so short on these programs. I'm always like so surprised. So the second step is to recognize that it probably wasn't about you. Because you always think it's about you. But I'll just take that like eighth grade teacher that criticized a little, you know, fledgling author's work. And, you know, I've gone on to have 3 books published. I've gone on to have 5,000 articles published as a news reporter. You know, I've had a complete beautiful career writing professionally for over 25 years. And I look at this, you know, eighth grade teacher who put red all over a 13-year-old's paper. And I think, let's forgive that. Whatever that was that couldn't see the writer inside, right? Whatever it was that caused a behavior that could really, you know, stop you in your tracks. You can look at maybe a boss that didn't recognize that you should be promoted. Or, you know what I mean? There's just, life is just filled with these instances of situations where you weren't honored. You know, a book that wasn't accepted by the first publishing house, they rejected it.
Right.
And so as you forgive these things and let them go, you recognize it might not have been about you. It might have been about them. And as you kind of like say, it wasn't really about me, that makes it easier.
It does. It's like from Miguel Ruiz, right? It's like the one of those first two principles. Like the number one is don't take anything personally. And the second one is don't make assumptions. And it's hard because we do that all the time. And then we get, like
Perfect.
You say, I think we deplete our
Perfect.
Life force.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. The third step is just really owning it. It's saying forgiveness is about me. And as you stand in it, as you stand in forgiveness, if you just have a complete commitment to it, it really feels free. And one of the questions that hasn't come up yet that I really do get quite often is, how can I forgive them? Am I saying their behavior was okay? I say, it's not about them. Because as you hold things in that you don't need anymore, it's about you. And take responsibility for that. Not in the sense of, you know, I don't really believe in all the self-help stuff where I cause everything. I don't really believe that belief is going to serve you all the time, because things happen. But you can forgive yourself and you can forgive others. It's something you can do in line at the grocery store. something you can do when you're driving. And then there's something funny that I do too.
You know, I can just hear people thinking who are listening, okay, but what about, you know, this guy in Norway, for example, who shoot all these innocent children? How can we forgive him?
So as someone steps out of that connectivity to source, and as someone goes into, you know, this place of evil, if we want to choose love in our lives, then that's coming from a different place.
Yeah.
And so it's saying, how do I embrace with love? You know, how do I forgive whatever was wrong in a person's brain that caused them to do an act that's unforgivable? How do I stand in that love so big that it's bigger than any one action that is outside of and disconnected to source? And disconnected. And is their story playing out in such an evil way? And there's been evil throughout time. And it's not that it's forgivable. It's not that the act itself is forgivable. It's that as we stand and we express love and we say to ourselves, I'm going to forgive, and that's my choice, then we have so much more life force to do our next step and to good in the world. So it's kind of where you put your focus. It's always where you put your focus.
Yeah. It's what they say, usually the forgiveness is more for yourself than for the other person, right?
You know, it's interesting about that, because I personally believe, I stand on, you know, in the class I teach, it's all about you, right? You're the one that can control your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, and freeing yourself from lies that people told you or acts that people did that hurt you. As you heal, you become more whole. Healing is always good. Healing is always healthy. Healing is, you know, calm. Healing has kind of a blue energy. So lack of forgiveness feels kind of red and negative and is filled with angst. And all those things are not good for us. And we can't even really afford to go there, if you think about it. It's so important that we stand in healing if we want to become bigger and be inspired and live an inspired life. So yes, we choose these things. I do believe when you free something, it does give that person back their own chi. So I feel that it is about me, but I also feel when I cut a cord, and I teach a HUNA practice in my class that's coming up, that helps us cut cords of negativity, so the cords releases that person back to themselves. I think it's good actually for both people.
I agree. You know, I honestly agree. It's like I speak in probably, you know, what we've been taught. And yes, it is absolutely for yourself in the end. We do ultimately everything for our own evolution. But I know when we hold grudges or when we feel victim, we're still energetically plugged into somebody else. And that's just not healthy. That's
exactly,
not healthy for us.
Exactly.
And like you say, you got to, unplug it and give it back to them. And it makes you more whole. And yes, the other person too.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah. So tell me about that process you use, cutting cords.
This is just beautiful. This is a bonus with the class. And it's a 6-week class, and actually near the end we work on forgiving oneself, and then it's called HUNA cord cutting. And you can actually Google it. I was taught it in the early 1980s, and it's a beautiful process. It's about 10 to 15 minutes, and that's actually something you can do daily. Works really well when you're going through any kind of struggle with someone, because you elevate. It's a practice of cord cutting. You can keep the love, but you let go of those ties that, and it all prevents you from being yourself. It all prevents you from having your life force. Anytime you're thinking negatively, ruminating, worrying, not letting go of a relationship that's done, anytime that stuff's in you, it's not letting you be your full potential.
Hmm. Yeah, I've worked with people. I work very much also in the healing sessions with energy and the cord cutting done with, you know, where people are still plugged into each other's chakras, like energy systems. And it's just amazing to see what happens when you unplug. And I say to my clients, you know what? As we're doing that right here, and I had two women who had it to do with men, they were still attached or they were plugged into this guy and they were already in a divorce, and we energetically unplugged. And I said, you can almost watch it. Like within the next hour, this guy is going to, he's going to feel it. He's going to email you or call you or something.
Yep. And they always call. It's
too funny. You can see immediate effect of this. It's amazing. Yeah. It blows my mind how energetically we're connected, but in a good way, but can also be in a bad way. But I'm looking, you know, we're almost heading to a break. We're talking with Erica Glessing about forgiveness, the three powerful steps, and how to use them to free up your life force. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
And this is Chris DiPaolo broadcasting live from your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group, exit 87, I-395 in Plainfield, Connecticut. You hear us talking about Central Auto Group all the time. Why should you come to Central Auto Group? Well, number one, they've got the best franchises at one location. Fords, Mazdas, Hyundais, Volkswagens. Number two, they've got the best price. So you've got selection, you've got price, and they guarantee the best price, the lowest price. If they can't beat a deal, they're going to give you $2,000 in cash. And you know what? Relation, experience, and commitment. That's what they're all about here at Central Auto Group. Give Joe Lewis a call. Give Cousin Cletus a call. Give Jim a call. 860-564-4014. And now for the big news. Cash for your clunkers is back at Central Auto Group. That's right. Cash for your clunkers is back. So bring whatever it is that you have. Push, pull, or tow it here. You're going to get a guaranteed amount for your trade. Use it. Use it as a down payment towards a brand new vehicle, and payments start at $129 a month on a brand new Ford Focus, a brand new Mazda 3, a brand new Hyundai Elantra, or a brand new Volkswagen Jetta. On the web, it's centralautogroupct.com. Just take Route 2 West past the casino, a right onto 164, and another right onto 395. Two exits up the road is exit 87. Bottom of the ramp, take a right, and you are here at your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group. And you're listening to Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We'll see cloudy skies today, some showers and drizzle, today's high 70. Some showers tonight, cloudy, some rain develops, tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, some drizzle, then some showers, and tomorrow's high will be right around 73 and a partly sunny sky developing in the afternoon. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
Due to tremendous success, MJ Sullivan has continued his total confidence pricing program for this month, and now it gets even better. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan. Only at MJ Sullivan's can you get total confidence pricing on all 2012s and now 2013 Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick models. That's right, all the vehicles will have special pricing this month. You can save up to $8,300 or get rates as low as 0% for 72 months on all models. Save up to $8,300 or get rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Just listen, a 2013 Chevy Cruze, $18,595 or lease for $179 a month for only 24 months. The all-new 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco for $24,995 or lease for $199 a month for only 24 months. How about a 2012 Silverado with automatic transmission and LS package for only $19,995? Don't forget, this month we also have confidence pricing on all Cadillacs and Buick models. So take advantage of the total confidence pricing at the GM leader, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or at MJSullivanAuto.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today, we have our special guest, Erica Glessing, talking about forgiveness. And right now, in the second segment of our show, we're also going to talk about inner beauty. But before we go any further, Erica, how can people connect with you?
So to see the videos that I've created that are no charge at all, go to howdoiforgive.me, and you can also always catch up with me on happinessquotations.com, and I write quotations every day, as you know, Saskia, usually.
I do.
When they show, I write them when they show up, which is mostly every day.
And say it again, Erica, the website where people can find you.
Happinessquotations.com.
Isn't that wonderful to every day have a happiness quotation?
Yeah, baby.
That is so cool. Well, for all of the listeners too, if you want to know like the secrets to live your dream and, you know, break through your fears, your procrastination, make sure you check out my 21 free training at yoursoulguidance.com. That's yoursoulguidance.com. There's lots of free stuff. I read every Monday morning your soul cards, and I will start doing that on the show very soon. I've announced it before in the last like 15 minutes. So you can call in and I'll read your cards to give you the guidance. What, like, you know, what's your next best step, or what power do you tap into? All right, Erica, I have one more question about forgiveness. I mean, I read that you teach, and it intrigues me. Don't forgive your mom. What does that mean?
You know, one of the, I guess forgiveness, if you look at anything that kind of causes us to seek self-help, causes us to look for ways of improving our life, causes us to step into how do we become our greatest self? Sometimes it's good to release some of the past stuff. And usually parents are in right up on the number one, two, and three people who need to be forgiven. And people make the mistake of wanting to do that first. And I say, don't take the mountain, you know, don't try to do the 26-mile marathon on the first morning, you know. Start by forgiving the person that cut you off in traffic, or start by forgiving the hapless clerk in the grocery store that can't seem to get the price right on the person in front of you. And I say start there. Start with the easy forgivenesses, and it's kind of like a muscle that you build up, and start easy. Because people say, well, I don't do forgiveness because I will never forgive blank.
Yeah.
And if you're walking around saying, I will never forgive blank, and often that person ends up being mom, by the way. That's why I say don't start there. That's the wrong place to start. That's a really bad place to start. Start with something so easy, and then go in and forgive something like an 8-year-old that didn't pick you for the baseball team. And then go in and forgive a boss that didn't promote you. And then go in and forgive, you know, something else. Start forgiving these little things. And I look at it, when you don't forgive, it's like a river that gets all crowded with rocks and dirt. And pretty soon that water is just this little trickle because it's so filled with junk. And as you start forgiving, you're freeing all that space in your river. And so you start with the little tiny rocks and then clear up a little more and clear up a little more. And then you can take on the people that, you know, have caused you, lots and lots and lots of time in the therapy bench.
You know, to make it really clear for everybody, is like you say forgive. How does that look like? You just say it in your head, I forgive, or you go to your heart? What is the process?
I like to lead people into their heart, you know, and then I like to work with people on a timeline. And so we actually go into a kind of a deeper meditation, and we float up over and we look down on our timeline. And so we're kind of floating as I'm leading people through the meditation. And then they're kind of floating over their timeline. And they're just starting to forgive the little things. And they just kind of go through. And then we regress all the way to, like, birth. And we forgive instances around that. And then we kind of lead through the first, you know, 10 years of life. Everyone's different in terms of kind of what brings them to this work.
Yeah.
But it's really heart-centered work.
Right. Yeah. How could it else be?
Yeah.
And
it's bringing healing and love to the picture. It's just bringing healing and love to the picture.
Yeah.
So as you forgive, it just opens up this river of life force. It's throwing out dirt that's just been sitting in there, not helping anyone.
Have you experienced it yourself, Erica?
You know, in 2006, I went to a meditation retreat, and the guy stood up and talked about his dad and all the stuff his dad had done. And it was really interesting because I had had a lot of things around my dad. And this guy's situation with his dad were so much worse than mine with my dad. And my dad was pretty awful. And I forgave my dad in that moment. And it was an instant. It's really, sometimes, just, to be honest, sometimes it's like 1 second.
Yeah.
You can take the 6-week class, but it can happen. And in an instant, you just instantaneously go, wow. He forgave his dad who sued him. And my dad was really mean, you know.
Right.
But he never sued me, for instance. And 1 year later, my first book was born. 1 year later, from almost to the month. From that, so it was like October 2006, and then November 2007, my first book was published.
Mm.
And, you know, if that's not freeing up life force.
Pretty much.
Right?
How do you write, Erica? You sit down every day, or how does it look like?
I write in the mornings, and so it's interesting. Right now, I think I was telling you a new body of work is coming in on beauty, and so I commit about an hour and a half at the same time every day, and I sit there and I start with kind of like an overview. If I'm writing a book, I'll envision the cover and I'll print it out and I'll put it next to my computer. So I have, it's like looking at the baby before it's born. and I'll every day sit down and write towards that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So you have discipline.
Writing is a discipline. My books don't get born without that. I don't always feel like writing. There's days when I definitely dance around it pretty hard and run away from it pretty hard. And I come back to it because I think when I'm writing, I'm most myself. When I'm in that process of writing and it's coming through me, I feel like I'm more Erica than any other time on the morning.
Isn't that, I love you saying that because it resonates with me. When I write, you get like the real me. I wrote the book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, How One Woman Found Her Dream, Trusting the Compass of Her Soul. And I wrote that in 22 days. I sat down every morning between 4 o'clock and 6. And, you know, in my calendar, I have 5 children, 8 animals, a husband that travels. So there was no time to write. And I just forced myself every day between 4 and 6 in the morning. I could only figure out that would be the time. And I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote for 22 days. And a book was born. It was just amazing. It was just amazing.
I love it. I think I'm helping. I'm ghostwriting right now with a woman who's doing a book on alkaline healing. And it's just an amazing book. She's an amazing person. And we're doing that. We're writing every day for her. And it's coming through her. And I watch this process where she's kind of being born in the book. And the book ends up having its own life. And I really feel strongly for your listeners that if there's a book that wants to come through you, then really, really listen to what Saskia said about how she let her book come in.
And you know,
5 children and all these animals. And the book needed to be born. And if you see that for yourself, you know, just do it. Take the time. Give yourself that honor, you know.
It's so true. And it's funny, we touch upon the writing. And this week I pulled the soul card for, you know, my whole group. And one of the cards was Thoth, the Egyptian god. And it was about write. And I don't know, it comes forth again. So I know there's people listening who have a book inside of them. And you must give voice to it. You must give birth to that book because you have a message. And that's unique. I mean,
Definitely. No
person is the same.
And that's the life force that can come through. That's the power. And I just want to address one question that comes up when people think about writing their book, because I see this again and again, and they say, well, you know, you're working on forgiveness. I want to write about forgiveness. Or I think we were kind of alluding, I'm doing some work on beauty that's going to launch in 2013. Well, when it's coming through, spirit, this is my belief, spirit sends messages to many more people than one person.
Yeah.
Because who will learn from Saskia? Who will learn from Erica? Who will learn from you, listener? Someone is meant to learn from you. So your book is a gift through you with your life experiences. It's 100% unique. It really doesn't matter. And when I see, oh, someone else is teaching a class on forgiveness, I don't say, oh, then that's a bad topic. I say, this is a really important topic. So if it's coming in on beauty, or if it's coming in on soul guidance, maybe you're listening to Saskia, and you too would like to write how to be guided by your soul. Well, that's just beautiful. That's just beautiful. Yeah. Do it. You're being called. I'm sorry. Yeah. I feel really strongly about this.
I do, and it's funny we touch upon this topic. So I know it's really important that especially at this time, we have to start to write. You know, share your message. Don't hold back. And I, as I said before, I've created this program, Your Soul Signature. I mean, your talents and gifts are etched upon your soul, and very often we don't know what they are. And I created this 5-week program to help people see. I mean, we have an amazing purpose, and the world wants it. You cannot hide out anymore. So anyone who's interested, just go to yoursoulguidance.com/purpose and check that out, because you can't wait and hide anymore. But we have to go to the break. Everyone, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our special guest, Erica Glessing.
Ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have our special guest, Erica Glessing. We've been talking about the power of forgiveness, how that can free your life force. And in this last segment, I want to talk about, you know, you're doing something very exciting, Erica. You're launching this 90-day challenge. I know it's still not, you know, it's far away in January, but it's about the beauty within. Can you share a little bit about that?
Saskia, I am so excited about this new project. And, you know, as I look at, like, it's so fun to be in this path. I just want to tell everyone who's working with Saskia on getting clear on your soul guidance, you know, when it's showing up, it's just a really exciting way to live your life. So as I was sitting there, I was actually in a class I took with a friend on prosperity, and I was doing a meditation. It was a guided meditation. And this new body of work showed up just like perfectly formed. And it's the power of seeing beauty and how this transforms you. So that, you know, if we look at kind of forgiveness, which is kind of my big thing for the end of 2012, is just letting go, letting go, letting go. So you have all this life force as the planet quickens, and there's all this kind of interesting energy coming available to us at the end of 2012 as we shift. There's a ton of work on this planetary shift we're undergoing, and so we're feeling this waking up, this kind of excitement about what's coming next. And so I have a partner on this. Her name's Bridget Stroud, and together we're creating a 90-day challenge that we'll start launching in early December. To get you all into this process of shifting your life a little bit every day towards recognizing your own beauty and beauty in others.
Wow.
How different is that?
I know. How will that look like? I mean, every day you do exercises, or how can we start already?
Oh my gosh, that's great. I'm so glad you asked. And I really do feel like you can, even when you're out taking your kids and taking them to school, you know, you can look around and look at a leaf and see beauty in that. Yeah. You can look at a smile in someone's face and see beauty in that. You know, we spend a lot of time finding out what's wrong and what we need to fix, you know. We work so hard on how to change this and how to get more of that and how to be more creative and how can I fix. This practice is so different because it's as you're recognizing the little instances of harmony and synchronicity, and whatever you focus on expands. You know, we've been taught that through the self-help movements.
Yeah.
And so I look at what if seeing our beauty and recognizing our own beauty began to expand within us? You know, how would that change our lives? That's the challenge.
Mm. And what happens if we're critical?
Sometimes when I think of my life purpose,
yeah,
it's to help people get out of the critical mind,
yeah.
You know, and we were given, we really have like 6, 7, 8, most of us generations of critical parenting that we can think. And many of us who came from different like cultures over the years. I have an Italian, German, Irish cultural background, and so the physical cultural, and I feel that we also have spiritual cultural that we bring in, and so our past has well evolved the critical mind. And the critical mind, its goal is to survival, and its mode is fear. Yeah. And so anytime you get afraid, that's critical mind. It's not the expansion. It's the contraction. So if you'd like to be more and more and more contracted and cause less and less good, then you can just go hang out in critical mind, and that's fine. And then you're going to probably want to rebel against that and break loose from that, because our spirit wants to be so much bigger than that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like ever expanding, and I believe, you know, your soul will always lure you in the distance to take it a step further. And then at first, you know, we're like, ooh, I don't know if I can do that. And we contract in fear. But then, you know, when we really believe that, you know, next step that is part of our evolution, we have to take that. And, you know, you can usually pretty much see if it feels uncomfortable, you know, you got to go there.
I did such an interesting practice with this woman who's kind of, her name's Marilyn, and she's kind of a great guide in helping us break through beliefs that have kind of caused, wreaked havoc.
Yeah.
And she calls them like transparent beliefs that have just sat in there. And we came up with one for me, and it was so, I mean, it was so counter everything Erica is. And it was really a belief of work that I do not being good enough.
Yeah.
And I could see the pattern, the way back when my mom felt that, not, you know, my dad was a professional writer, my mom was a TV producer, and none of them ever really, they really didn't feel that any work that I created was ever very good. Like, it, everything I did, even though it was better than a lot of the people in my classrooms, I'd come home with an A, and my dad would say, well, that's not an A. You know, I'm an English teacher. That's a blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So when we look at those critical things, those beliefs, if we can start looking at our lives with a different lens, where we say, we start looking at what did we create that was good, and what did we create that was powerful, and how are we powerful? These ways of looking at our lives, this is going to cause really good stuff in the future. Like, you create such a more creative environment when you recognize your own creativity, you know? Even if it's a little spark, maybe you sow things with creativity. That creativity is just part of your beauty. So really, I want to help people feel that sense of remembering that inner beauty that each of us has.
Mm. That is beautiful, Erica, and I believe also in the power of, you know, every now and then make that list of all your accomplishments, like all the things you've done, and you don't even think about it. I mean, there's tremendous power to that, and we start feeling good about it, and we see our inner beauty. We kind of, you know, step over it, like, well, I can always do more, and when we start looking within, like, everything we've done, and I know every one of us, you know, you can make an enormous, beautiful list.
Yeah. The power of changing one person. I came back from England. I went to study television when I was 29. I came back with a video, and I showed it to one woman. And the video was on what was happening in England at the time. The children's theaters were being cut because of budget problems. And I had recorded a child talking about theater and what it had done for him and how being in plays was so important. And the woman's name was Rena Down, and she had written television programs in the past. She had a theater background. She's a friend of our family's. She went out and created a children's theater program in New York City. She saw the 1 8-minute video. She alone was changed. Because my consciousness led me to bring light to this problem. And then her consciousness led her to bring light to this problem. And she created a whole theater, and this is maybe 20 years ago. And so look at the power of just, you know, just helping one person change.
That's so beautiful. And Erica, we're coming. I mean, the show goes so fast to the end of our show.
How did that happen?
Thank you so much for all your beautiful wisdom. And all of you listeners, say one more time your website, Erica.
So for the forgiveness videos, it's howdoiforgive.me. I had fun with that, .me. And then my daily quotations are at happinessquotations.com.
Thank you so much, all of us. You know, stay tuned. Next week, we're going to be back with another exciting show on Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. And have a wonderful week. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.